Good morning. Today I will talk about leaf miner, their parasitoids, and the insecticidal effects on them. The research is located at the southern tip of Texas, where leaf miners are causing damage to vegetable crops, especially by killing small plants, reducing photosynthesis activity, vectoring plant disease, and also causing leaf drop. However, we have many Hymenopterous parasitoids associated with this pest. Here we have a generalized life cycle of the leaf miner and their natural enemies. The leaf miner female will oviposit a leaf in the leaf. Then the hatch larvae will start feeding and tunneling through the leaf mesophyll until it completes development. Once the larvae has feeding their feeding period, it will exit the mine, drop to the soil for pupation, and a new adult will emerge. The natural enemies, the larval parasitoid, will attack the leaf miner larvae in the leaf, emerging, pupating, and emerging directly from the leaf. And the larval pupal parasitoid will attack the leaf miner in the leaf, but it will start its development later on until the pupal stage. We have four main objectives in this research. First, we want to know which leaf miners are causing the problem in South Texas. Second, we want to know which parasitoids are associated with these leaf miners. Then we want to know the commonly used insecticides, which ones are still efficient on controlling the leaf miners, and these same insecticides want to know their effects to the natural enemies. And we use peppers as the model crop. In the first section, we're going to talk about Laramycia and parasitoid species composition. Here we have a generalized material semantics summary, where we have six different cities in Texas and a two-season period. Then we did two types of collection. First, we did larval collection, where we collected 50 infested leaves per site and every 2 weeks. Then we transported leaves back to the lab, where we arranged it on groups of 10, and we controlled temperature to foster emergence. Then all the emerged leaf miners and parasitoids were collected and ID. The second method was mainly used because we wanted to trigger those potential parasitoids that may attack leaf miner pupae directly in the soil. So we used 20 foam trays with a layer of sand, put it under plant canopy. Then we bring we replace the trays every two weeks and bring it to the lab where the sun was sieved and all the leaf miner and parasitoids collected were identified. For the results of this first session, we figured out that leaf miner, Laramycia trifolia, is the main leaf miner emerging in peppers. 92% on the fall 2007 and 8% were unidentifiable leaf miners due to a loss of morphological characters. On the spring 2008, we have 87% Laramycia trifolia and 13% no identifiable characters. We only found three specimens of Laramycia sativa in a two-season period. Now we go forward to the species composition, where here we have the table for fall 2007. We found quite a diversity of parasitoids in four different families: Eulophid, Braconic, Phagetid, and Theromanid. On the Eulophids, we have seven different parasitoids, being Necrosacarius formosa the most abundant. On Braconic, we have five different species, on Phagetid, four, and Theromanid, two different genuses. The parasitoids on red are the ones that have not been previously literature documenting on field surveys, and the parasitoids highlighted in green are the ones first record on the South Texas. Then we go to our insecticide evaluation. Well, for the field evaluation, we designed 20 plots of 187 square meters in a complete randomized block design. We used four different insecticides, has treatment and an untreated control. The insecticides are avemectin, lambasti halotrin, novaluron, and spinetoram. They all have different general mode of action, and we use company recommended rates. And all the treatments were replicated four times, and the experiment was performed in 2 seasons. The supplementers, we use 2 main supplementers: random sampling, where we collect 30 randomly selected leaves per treatment in every 2 weeks period, and random sampling and infested leaf sampling, where we collected 10 infested leaves per treatment in a 2 weeks period. Then all the leaves were treated and managed as explained. All the leaves were managed as explained before in the species composition, and all the specimens were sent to the different experts who help us in the identification. Here we have the results for the leaf miner density in the 2 different seasons. In the x-axis, we see the date of collection, and the y-axis, we see the leaf miner per plant. Then we have the bars represent different treatments. The arrows represent the application. After the first application, we can see a significant difference, lower density on novaluron and spinetoram. Then 2 weeks after that, we can see that landmass in halogen is increasing his density a significant higher than control, and Novaluran still being the one with the lower density, and Espinosa coming back to a high density. After the second application, we see the same trend where landmass in halogen has the highest density compared to control, and Novaluran has the lowest. On spring 2008, we have a little different behavior because we have much less leaf miners in the field. However, after application, we have Novaluran being the least landmass density in the season. Here we have the efficacy of the insecticides for the whole season. In the x-axis, we have the different treatments. In the y-axis, we have the percent efficiency. Then we see Novaluran is the more efficacious in the both seasons, and landmass in halogen is less efficacious in both seasons. Here we have a number of parasitoids per leaf miner larvae. The x-axis represents the date of collection, and the y-axis represents the rate of leaf miner parasitoids. Here we can see after application how Novaluran has the least number of parasitoids per larvae in the whole season. In the spring 2008, we see the same behavior. Okay, then we took the reagents back to the lab where we established two colonies of the two different general biology of parasitoids, the larval pupil, Ganasporus neogramus, and larval parasitoid Neocrassicaris formosa. We did several bioacid experiments, and I will only present the topical application. Here, we used 20 males and 20 females of each species, and we applied the four different treatments, plus an untreated control, plus a water control. Then, we left the pretreatments in the lab, and we monitored their survival for a total of 30 days. Here we have a very busy graph where we have the two different species. The x-axis represents the survival time in days, and the y-axis represents the number of parasitoids alive at any given time. Then we have the one species and the second species. Then the red line means untreated control, the solid line means control, the dotted line means Novaluran. Here we can see no difference between Novaluran and the control on the survival. The same behavior over here. Then we can see Ivermectin and Espinosa are the more harmful insecticides in both species. However, an interesting observation here is that Lambas in halotrin shows significant lower survivorship in Ganasporium neogramus, the larval pupil parasitoid, but shows no difference from control in the larval parasitoid. To conclude, we go back to our main objectives. First, we find out Laramycia trifoliata is the one causing the problems in peppers. Then, we find a different high diversity of parasitoids for four different families, in which Neocrassicaria formosa was the most abundant. We also found records of parasitoids not found in Texas before. Then, we determined that Novaluran is the most efficacious controlling leaf miner populations because it has the lower density and also the most efficacy, and Landmass in halogen will be the less recommended. And to summarize the effects, well, we see that Novaluran shows the less number of parasitoids per leaf miner larvae, potentially meaning that it's more harmful in the larval stage. However, in insecticide application to the adult, we see it's the most safe insecticide. And Ivermectin and Espinotera be the most harmful of all the insecticides for the both species. For future work, well, we will continue with insecticide bioacids, where we will look into residue, feeding, and applications with association of host larvae. And also I would suggest to do some work using both parasitoids together in order to control the leaf miners. Also I want to do some work in Neocrassicaria formosa because the expert told me they all belong to Neocrassicaria formosa species. However, they have high variability on their morphological characters. So maybe these species can be described better out of these specimens. These are the reference used, and I would like to acknowledge all the people that made possible this research, and I will open the floor for questions. Thank you. Okay, well, the larval parasitoid I selected because it was the most abundant from the whole collection, out of 75% of the collected specimens. Then the larval pupil parasitoid in the first season was the most abundant larval pupil parasitoid. However, in the second season, it changed to braconic. But I think I fell in love with this parasitoid. I like him very much. Yes?
Do you know if all the parasitoids that you found were primary parasitoids or were there any hybrids?
Yeah, the question is if I know if they're primary parasitoids or any hyperparasitoids. Well, Right now we don't know. However, that's why we use the parasitoid per larvae estimation, because we didn't want to use total parasitism in case we find some gregarious species in our specimens. Yes, but to answer your question, right now I don't know the biology of all of them. Any other questions?
Did you dissect larva to see if the parasitoid larvae were dead? That would suggest that the novellar indeed is being.
We didn't do that work, but it's a very interesting suggestion, because probably novellarin is harmful, right? But probably it's just because we have much, much less leaf miners in the field. So it would be interesting to see, apply some bio, that's one of our future bioassays where we're gonna apply to the larvae and see the effects on the parasitoid.
Time for another question.
Thank you.